7 minutes after 9 o'clock. Sunshine and 38 degrees. Said earlier, talk about rolling in here like a lamb. Welcome to the end of the week, first of the month here on this March 1st edition. And man, I've got a full house in here this morning. Brianna Koval making your usual stop for our Friday conversation. We got a lot to talk about with you.
We do, but next.
But first, I have to get to Gene Verdeen from the Salvation Army. Good morning.
Morning, Bill.
This is an unexpected surprise because normally we just talk Salvation Army during the Christmas season. But you want to come in, you want to do some wrap-up or some follow-up. What have you got? You got good numbers for us?
I do have good numbers, but first I want to thank everybody who helped with the bell ringing campaign. So our goal was 20,000, and we brought in 22,000.
Wow.
Wow.
Hang on here. I've got trumpet fanfare. Here we go. So you are way over goal. I love hearing that.
I love hearing that, too.
Yeah.
Yes.
So what do you attribute this uptick to? Just really, really generous people through the holiday season.
Generous people, but also the bell ringers, because if no one is at the kettle, nobody puts any money in. Mm-hmm. So we've had a lot of people help us with that. New people, you know.
That's got to make you feel good.
Yes, it does. Yes. And then we have help from the Boy Scouts with Brianna over there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, I can tell you why we raised this much money.
How'd you raise it? How?
Because Gene works so hard.
I know.
Gene makes sure that there's somebody at that bell all the time.
All
and if
the
there's
time.
Not somebody at that bell, who's ringing the bell? Gene.
Yeah.
So Gene is the reason why we reached our goal and exceeded it.
I get those.
She
I get
pours
those.
Everything
absolutely.
Into
absolutely.
It.
I get those visits in my office going, well, I need to come on air because I need some more bell ringers.
Yeah.
So,
that's nice of you.
Well, obviously, it paid off for you this year.
Yes, I did. You know, I got some new bell ringers because people I meet, I just ask them, you know,
right.
And the other ones stay away from me.
They run like rabbits. They see you coming.
They
it's like
do.
So you
yes.
can ask me
when
to
they
to
see
be
that
a bell
red
ringer.
Folder. They know.
So tell us a little bit about the money, Gene. You raised $22,000. That is amazing. What a great number.
It will be divided into the two counties, Richland and Wilkin. But really, our biggest thing is the food backpack program for the weekend.
Right.
And I think there's about 380.
There is. There's a ton of kids.
Kids out there
are on that program now.
Yes. So that's what most of our money goes. And it's like $600 a month goes into that program.
That's per county.
Per county. 600.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. So we're putting in a substantial amount of money into that program, plus the back to school program for the backpacks and the supplies. We
mm-hmm.
support that, plus our normal voucher system. We're supporting mm-hmm. that as we regularly do, and that covers, hotel stays and
bus tickets
and utility bills, mm-hmm. Emergency food, things like that. So when you're in that crisis situation and you're not eligible for any other programs,
mm-hmm.
That's where the Salvation Army can step in.
So, Gene, who decides where the money is going to go, or who makes that determination?
We all, as a committee,
okay.
decide that.
All right.
Yes.
Well, definitely going to the right places. And we talk about this usually over the holiday season, too. There are other places that you can contribute to, but your money's going away from here.
Thank
you.
So
you don't want to do that.
Thank you for saying that.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. The money that is raised here in the two towns stays here. But if you get a letter from Roseville or someplace like that, that goes into the big pot. So mm-hmm. unless there's an emergency, we don't see that. So it's really
right.
important to put it in the kettle here.
Beneficial to keep it here.
Yes, it is. Truly.
So how much bell ringing did you do this year?
Probably more than last year.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, you're all over it.
Oh, I
know. I love it. They got the right person for the job here.
Well.
So let's talk about this Christmas. Coming up in 2024.
Oh, my gosh.
Have you set a number for that, or will that be determined later?
I don't think we set
usually
the
our goal is about 20,000.
Okay.
And if we can exceed that, that's great. But
okay.
we really won't start talking numbers until later in the year, like September, October, when we really start to gear up. Then we'll mm-hmm. set a goal. But the goal always is based on the programs that we want to support.
Right.
So if we're going to keep supporting all the programs that we're currently supporting. We need to at least raise the amount of money that we're raising now. If we want to expand that, we need to raise more. And how do we raise more money? By getting more bell ringers.
That's right.
So
that's
Gene will be in here
he'll be in
November
here.
Yeah, and all December.
We
all
even set
begging
the date
for ringers.
When to start bell ringing.
Right.
November 23rd.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Speaking of volunteers, is do you just look for the volunteers for the bell ringing and the holiday season, or are you in need of volunteers year-round?
I don't need volunteers year-round, but I'm always looking for them.
Right.
And some people will say, oh, I think I'd really like to do that, so I make sure I get their number.
Do you? I was going to say, do you get returns, people that left like this Christmas and go, Gene, be sure to put me down for next year?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really. Well, again, that's got to make you feel good.
I know.
And
you know, they said
and,
they liked it. So.
Well, of course. And it just continues to grow.
It does. And it's a real good deal for people like you who love to talk. And
you
can,
noticed.
Yeah, I did. And you can meet people, you know, coming into the front door of Econo there.
Right.
And they see people they haven't seen for a long time. Kids love to do it.
Sure.
Okay.
Just makes you part of the whole holiday season, too.
Exactly.
You can kind of fit into that.
Yeah, exactly.
It's awesome. Anything else you want to add?
I don't think so, Bill.
All right.
I think
Gene Ferdine, always great to see you. You can stop in anytime.
Thank you, Bill.
You've got an open door here.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm pointing. I picked that up from Brianna. Okay.
I like to point.
Brianna Koval. Let's switch over to you.
Yes.
You got water test kits. Tell us about this.
Okay. So something we've never talked about on air is the water test kits that we have at the environmental office.
Right.
And now those are for if you have a well. If
okay.
you're on a municipal water source, they're already testing your water for you. So if you want information on that, you can contact that provider. And
got
I'm sure
it.
They will happily share it with you.
Okay.
But if you're on a private well and you think, oh, you know, my water smells or tastes a little funky.
Yeah.
Maybe it's time to test that water. Or maybe you've never tested your well, so you don't know what's in there. But we have test kits where you can test for a bacteria series to see if you have the presence of dangerous bacteria in there. Nitrates are hard to filter out of the soil. So
right.
it's really important to know if you have nitrate infiltration into your well. But you can also test for arsenic and iron and magnesium and, you know, water hardness and all of those various things.
Be nice to get a read on that.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Now, with those test kits, you come to the environmental office to pick up that kit.
Right.
We don't do the water testing.
Okay.
We are just the site where you can pick up the kits and where you can drop off your water samples.
Okay.
They actually go to a lab in Detroit Lakes, and they come down once a week, and they check to see if we have any samples, and they ship them back up there. And at that point, your business is with that lab. You're going to make the payment to that lab, and they're going to send you the report in the mail. But we're a local place where you can get those kits.
Nice.
And that's the important part.
Just stop
that you
in
don't
and pick one up. Yeah.
Exactly. And the kit is free.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to pay for the test based on, you know, what type of testing you're going to have done. But it's nice to have that local. And
right.
you're not having to drive up to Detroit Lakes or drive to another location to pick up the kit and then have to drop it off. No, they're going to come and pick it up from my office.
Right.
So it's just a great opportunity if you're interested in testing your well.
And then you brought in our flood forecast. We kind of had to giggle at that.
Yes, we did.
I said, what are we going to talk about? You said, well, there's the flood forecast.
Yeah.
We both kind of chuckled.
Which I think we all know that the threat is continuing to decrease.
Mm-hmm.
Based on our lack of precipitation, we had this snow event on Tuesday that dropped a little bit, but honestly there wasn't a lot of moisture in it, and most of that snow is gone.
Right.
And the snow that is around, it's sitting in the tree lines and it's covered in dirt, and it's probably going to be there for a little while still.
Snert.
Yep, exactly. It was bad. I had to drive 210 on Wednesday, and the mountains of erosion and snow that's just in the ditch.
Snert.
Because of it. Yeah,
yeah.
It's just gross.
Mm-hmm.
But again, our threat for spring flooding is continuing to decrease, but we have to see what March is going to bring.
Right.
Because, you know, coming in like a lion, going in like a lamb,
yeah,
whatever
that
you want to say
thing,
it.
Yeah.
The weather's nice now. Is it going to stay nice? Maybe. The forecast says it will. We're
mm-hmm.
going to have a little bit of weather probably on Saturday night into Sunday, but it'll probably be more north of here, so we don't have to worry so much about that. But there is possibly a chance for a thunderstorm.
Oh, man.
I know. Maybe a stray thunderstorm is in the forecast over the weekend. So
okay.
we'll see. However, not a huge threat for any super significant amounts of moisture.
Only this year
so.
Could we be talking about that on March 1st.
I know. Well, it happens.
Crazy. Yeah,
it happens.
Does.
I mean, technically speaking, was that a thunderstorm that we had over Christmas? Maybe.
Can argue that both ways. Yeah.
So I'm not really sure what's going to happen still, but we're getting closer to the end of this football game.
Right.
We're getting closer to that fourth quarter mark, so we'll see what happens over the next couple weeks.
Going to be back next week because I got a ton of stuff I need to ask you. So if you're coming in next week.
I know, that list kind of scares me because you won't tell me what's on
no,
it.
No, I won't. So
quiz
if you're
time.
Coming in next week,
sure,
we can
we'll
talk
come
about
in next Friday for quiz time.
Perfect. Brianna Goval, Wilkin County Emergency Management. We talk with Brianna every Friday at this time here at the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450, KBMW, good morning.
Listen to the radio driving in your car. Radio gets results. Radio is there no matter where you are. Radio gets results. When you need to get your message through.
Minutes after 9 o'clock. What a morning. Sunshine, 38 degrees. And our Friday talk around continues. Normally we talk Make-A-Wish Mondays, but today we're talking wishes in flight, miles for smiles drive with Billy Joe Zielinski, president and CEO of Make-A-Wish.